morning. It's sports time on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. Brought to you by Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Make someone's day a little brighter with a thoughtful gift from Robin's Nest Blooms and More in Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique country gifts and home decor, you'll find the perfect touch for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, or just because. Not sure what to choose? A Robin's Nest gift certificate always fits just right. Stop in today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center or call 383-1616 for delivery. Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where every gift blooms with love.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. Wednesday night brought the regular season to a close for the Simon Sharks swim team. After having two meets canceled in a row, the Sharks were finally able to compete and travel to Dodgeville to swim against Lancaster and the host Dolphins. Elsa Norty led the Sharks by earning a first-place finish in freestyle, butterfly, and the individual medley. The 11- and 12-year-old girls' medley team, consisting of Sophia Kramer, Kaylin Burns, Claire Hying, and Morgan Worthington, came from behind to get the win, overtaking a strong Dodgeville team. In the freestyle, Audrey Waterfall and Lauren Chambers finished second. Ezekiel Leonard and Leah Chambers finished first in the backstroke, with Morey Wright earning a third-place finish. The butterfly saw a first place for Ezekiel Leonard, second place finish from Claire Hying, third place finishes from Alex Hofer, Harper Adler, Cameron Keene, Clancy Hying, and Lucian Hamblin. In the distance freestyle, Kaylin Burns and Lucian Hamblin finished second, while Bruin Bobel and Clancy Hying took third place. Lauren Chambers finished first in breaststroke, Claire Hying and Madeline Ringelstetter swam in second, while Audrey Waterfall, Ezekiel Leonard, Brooklyn Worthington, Matthew Hardy, and Clancy Hying finished third. In the individual medley, Lauren Chambers finished first, Bennett Heisel, Morgan Worthington, Cameron Keene, and Chloe Hying finished third. The three-person eight and under girls free relay, made up of Marilyn Walker, Ellie Kramer, and Danielle Worthington, swam an exciting race and out-touched Lancaster. Walker led off the relay and came from behind on her second leg to help lead the Sharks to a fifth-place finish. The Sharks cap off their season Saturday in Boscobel at the seven-team conference meet. Tomoyuki Sugano picked up his 10th win of the season, and Kyle Karros and TJ Rumfield each had two hits as the Colorado Rockies capitalized on a fast start and beat the Milwaukee Brewers 5-2. Sugano, 10-4 on the year, struck out 5 over 5 1/3 innings. The only runs he allowed came off solo home runs from Christian Yelich and Bryce Turang. Sugano was making his second start since coming off the injured list after missing 3 weeks due to back spasms. Colorado took the lead for good in the first inning when two of its first three batters scored a run. Milwaukee Brewer infielder David Hamilton is off the injured list after recovering from a left hamstring strain. The Brewers announced that move before last night's game with Colorado. They designated infielder Braden Schimek to assignment. The 28-year-old Hamilton is hitting .240 with a .317 on-base percentage. He has 3 home runs, 15 runs knocked in, and 18 steals in 74 games this season for the Crew. He last played on July 6th. Hamilton entered Friday, having started 36 games at third base, 25 at shortstop, and 4 at second base. National League winners besides Colorado, the Cubs, Arizona, the Dodgers, San Diego, and Cincinnati. American League victories go to Detroit, Tampa Bay, Boston, the Athletics, Texas, and Houston. Interleague winners, the Yankees, Atlanta, and San Fran. CBS NFL analyst, Wisconsin native, and former Dallas Cowboy quarterback Tony Romo was arrested on suspicion of operating a vehicle under the influence. A Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office arrest report says Romo performed poorly on field sobriety tests after getting stopped while driving south on Interstate 43 on Thursday. Sheriff's officials said Romo was taken into custody, booked, and then released. He has a court appearance set for September 21st. Of course, Romo went to high school about 35 miles from Milwaukee in Burlington. The 46-year-old Romo has been the lead analyst for CBS NFL coverage since 2017. The CBS Sports Network had no comment. And LeBron James is heading to the Philadelphia 76ers. James made the announcement on social media saying it will be, quote, his last decision, and that it comes after he strongly considered retirement. James says, quote, I believe I can help make the 76ers a championship team. I'm so excited to energize a new fan base and start this incredible journey one final time. James wrote he was, quote, done when his 23rd NBA season ended. He says, I was pretty sure I played my last game. I was honest at that last press conference when I said I needed to look at myself and decide if I still love this game. Apparently he does. He's going to take that love to Philadelphia.
Drip, drip. Hear that? Don't let a small leak turn into a big problem. At Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, we're here 24/7 for all of your plumbing needs, repairs, replacements, and emergencies. You can trust Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, where your problem is our priority. For plumbing needs, big and small, we've got you covered. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints.